monsters, ghouls, witches, and goblins. It's Stefano, also known as Slandy here on Audio Boo. It's November 2nd, 2012. I was actually going to talk about this yesterday, right after Halloween, just to explain how our Halloween evening went. It actually went very, very well. We went out a little bit earlier than usual. My daughter seemed to have been pretty eager to get out, and she was dressed as a cowgirl. And, there were lots and lots of kids, but fewer houses giving out candy. I suppose that's because all week Halloween had been, or all weekend and heading into the early part of this week, Halloween was threatened to be canceled because of Hurricane Sandy and the impending weather. And perhaps a lot of people decided not to put out Halloween decorations, or they took them down, as yours truly did, because of the wind warnings, and decided never to put them back up. I decided to put them back up because I knew my daughter wanted to go out, and I said it's not fair for us to go out for Halloween and but not give out candies for Halloween. And it was fun. It was fun. A lot of houses ran out of candies rather early in the evening. And some houses, I guess, that got slightly lesser kids in some of the sort of the more remote streets. There's not that many, but there's a few that are dead ends. There's a few that only had a couple of houses giving out, and some of the houses were few and far between. And so those houses that were more remote were giving out more candy because they were getting less kids. But the funniest thing actually happened yesterday when I got home from work, and my wife said that she had found a little bag of candy, little sort of like a gift bag, on our front porch. That's strange, and it was a little note on it with two people's names. I said, well, I don't know who these people are. So the first thing I thought is well, she called one of our neighbors because she thought it might have been their brother-in-law that maybe brought something for Michaela. So we called her, and she said, no, never heard of these people. Okay. And she said, good luck with the mystery. And the mystery got kind of more complicated. Not more complicated, but it got more mysterious at that point, because I didn't have any lead at all. And then later on, when we were sorting out candy, and this bag came up, and we spilled it onto the floor, and we started going through some stuff. And then my wife said something that triggered a whole set of thought patterns. But it happened extremely fast. And I realized it was the neighbors across the street who my daughter had not gone to see. Long story, one of her friends showed up, brought by his parents, and they were so excited to see each other at Halloween and you know, look at each other's costumes and that, she'd completely forgot to do that whole street. So they ended up going to our house and talking, and then his parents, we slowly walked back to the house together because we had met down the street a bit. And so as soon as we had gotten into the house, my daughter stopped going outside and stopped going to the other houses. So she missed that house. And since I had just maybe less than a month ago given this fellow a whole bunch of wood, because I had cut down a tree branch, and then subsequently I'd cut down the pine tree, the dead pine tree that I had audio booed about a little while ago. I had given him all that wood because he has a fireplace at home. We do as well, but I never fire it up. It's just for emergency use, and I have, you know, maybe a quarter of a cord of wood that I just keep around for emergency use only. Anyway, to make a long story short, it was them. because when I saw the name, I went, yes, the fellow's name is Danielle. And the shortened name on the piece of paper was Dan. And the woman, well, yeah, the partner, the woman's name is, I imagine, is Violet, because the shortened form was Vio. So it was Dan and Vio. And it's like, we're walking with Dan and Vio. Who in the world are Dan and Vio? And that's it. It must be. I haven't confirmed this, but I can't think of who else it could have been. So that was interesting. Definitely interesting. Little mystery at the end of Halloween. Okay, well, that's it for me. I'm on my way to work. It's a very rainy morning here in Montreal. And kind of a blech day. I'm in a blech mood. okay. Before I go, I just wanted to thank those people that chimed in with some suggestions for my daughter's lunches in the mornings and how I best could prepare them the evening before to make my mornings less hectic. And yeah, Jackie had some really good ideas for getting my daughter to prepare her lunch as part of a way to give her some independence in the morning and a reason to wake up. I will certainly look into trying that, and I will report back on Audioboo if I have any success at all. If I completely, however, avoid that topic completely, then you will know why, because it was a dismal failure. And perhaps at that point I will feel like a dismal failure of a father for not having forced her to to make her own lunches. Okay, all right, enough. Whew, I'm getting myself into a tizzy here. But thank you again for everyone. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Or maybe later this afternoon. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, if you're driving, if you're sitting, if you're drinking coffee, if you're having soup, if you're chewing on a big, huge hunk of turkey leg, I don't know. I don't know why that vision came into my head. But I want to wish you a very good day. Bye, all.